Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Happy Thursday morning, everybody. Welcome into Undisputed. We're so glad you're kicking your day off with us. My name's Jen Hale. That's Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
So the question is, tomorrow morning, will Shannon Sharp be wearing his Jason Tatum jersey out here to open this show? Because you are on record. If the Celtics at home tonight win game five by more than 12, you say they are going to win the series by making history coming back from 0-3 down, correct? Yep.
After they win tonight, I might come out here with a leprechaun suit on Monday.
Really?
Yeah. I might be the biggest leprechaun ever.
Really? I'm sticking with Heat in six, my original prediction. Okay. I don't need to switch.
Okay. I had the Celtics.
Well, then you had the Heat, and now you're back on the
After that 0-3, I say,
All right. Here we go.
It was weird to me to not have basketball last night. I'm ready for tonight's game, that's for sure. Guys, let's start this morning off on a serious note, though. You two have been all over this subject and done such a great job breaking it down. Let's go back to Ja Morant. Police in Tennessee did a welfare check on him yesterday. That after the Grizzly star posted a series of pictures on Instagram saying he loved his mom, dad, and daughter. Then a final picture of himself back to the camera with a caption that said, bye. Police told reporters Morant told authorities he's okay, and he was just planning on taking a break from social media. That's what he meant by the bye. Skip, let's start with you. What's your reaction to this?
So, Mr. Sharp, let's start with the premise that the first time Ja was suspended over the incident after the game at Denver, city you played in, he immediately, in a statement, said, I need help. He indicated that he checked himself into a Florida counseling facility. It didn't last very long, so I'm not sure exactly what was achieved at said facility. But that's what he said, and that's what we knew.
Okay.
So coming out of that, off a second suspension that is now indefinite, we have not heard any length of suspension just yet. So we're not sure what Ja's mental state is at this moment. If suddenly he posts his love for his father, and then his mother, and then his sister, and then a final post of just one word, B-Y-E, bye.
Yeah. It was his daughter. He posted his daughter.
It was a daughter? I thought it was his sister. Okay, baby girl, because it was his daughter. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Love for his family.
Mm-hmm.
And then he deletes that post. Obviously, that's a cause for alarm.
Right.
Fair to say, we talked about it some yesterday, but it's pretty chilling when he does that.
The question is, Skip, did he delete the tweet after he talked to the police officers or before, after realizing that, man, I'm sounding the alarm bells?
Okay, I'm assuming it was much before.
Okay.
Because now to our moment at hand here. This is just me. I found it odd, if not a little bizarre, that the sheriff's office decided to go, as Jen said, to welfare check on Ja Morant, the biggest star in the NBA's smallest TV market, Memphis. They thought that they needed to go knock on his door and say, are you okay?
Right.
Well, time out. It just shocked me yesterday, because wouldn't his family have already done that?
Right.
Wouldn't the Grizzlies, he's the face of not only the city, but of that franchise. He's a face of the league. Wouldn't the league have already checked on him?
Yeah, that could be possible. But did the family reach out to the police officers and ask them to go? Or was it out of, they don't normally do stuff like that. I mean, unless they're on social media, but they are on social media now. So the question is, did his mom or dad, did the Memphis Grizzlies, as you mentioned, says, could you do a check on
Ja? Out for y'all?
Wouldn't it go all the way to the top, to the league office? Wouldn't they just jump in the middle of this and say, send somebody to make sure, or let's call him, let's text him, let's make sure.
Right.
It just seems like the sheriff's office, the sheriff's deputies would have been completely preempted and notified that all is well, all is cool, and that he's quote unquote taking a break from social media. So the first thing I thought was, were the police or the deputies, were they grandstanding here just a little bit to say, we are doing our job. We are protecting our leading citizen here in Memphis, Tennessee, right? Because they did need a little publicity. I'm just guessing because their public information officer was responding to all queries yesterday. And yet, the big picture is, on top of all that, that it was chilling what he posted because it was a scary signal.
Right.
So was it a cry for help or was it just a sympathy plea or ploy just because he's feeling a little left out? He's feeling like I got suspended again. Maybe he's feeling like I don't deserve this. There's so much operating here that's way beyond just I'm taking a break from social media. That's not how you take a break from social media. Usually, if you
could have just deleted it.
Or you could just delete your accounts, right?
Yeah.
Or you could post a sentence or two about, you know what, this hasn't been good for me, whatever. I've had my issues here on social media. Maybe I've learned my lesson on social media. Maybe it's just time for me to take a break from social media with some explanation.
Yeah, because everything that he posted on social media, he could have called his mom and dad. Hey, Dad, I'm getting off social media, bro.
Okay.
Mom, I'm getting off social
media. All right. And?
When you do it in the way that he did it, it's so dramatic. It's so theatrical. A normal, prudent person, especially someone that's on social media, is going to take it like the cops, like the deputies or whatever they did. It's funny that they took it upon themselves, but they see somebody that got 150 guns, talking about he want to blow up the world, and they don't do nothing. They talking about that's his Second Amendment right, and he got freedom of speech, and they don't do nothing.
Touche.
John posts that. Woo-hoo, they got 55 cars over there.
Right, knocking on the door. Did they just want to take the opportunity to rub elbows with the most famous human in Memphis, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it could be. Now, the bigger picture. Where is Ja in your humble estimation? Because, as I say, we don't even have a length of suspension. It is indefinite.
Right.
We do know that Nike is backing away because it pulled the promotion.
They don't use his images, but they're still up on Sneakers app.
You look?
Yeah, the Hunger. Okay. I think Hunger.
It's called Hunger. Yeah, Hungry.
They're still up there. I just think, like you said, they pulled the imagery of him on the site. They pulled, probably the promotion of it. And so, Skip, look, I can't really disagree with what you said. I'm glad that he's okay. Everything checked out. In a situation like this, it's better to be safe than sorry because, we always say, man, he was crying out for help, and I just wish I had listened. I wish I had heard. And so now he said what he said, and the deputies went over there, and they did a welfare check, and they made sure everything checked out okay. I don't think that's a bad idea. I think him being off social media in the meantime,
with you.
I think that's a good thing. I think a lot of social media is probably what got him to where he is right now. The clicks, the likes, the mentions, everybody let Ja, you doing that ball out, whatever you're doing. And so I just think there was a different way he could have handled this without sounding the alarm bells. I just believe he could have just picked up the phone and called his mom, called his dad, and said, I'm going to take a break from social media. Hey, there's nothing going on. I'm going to be laying low for a little while.
Yeah.
Boom.
Okay. I'm respecting this because I think this is a smart young man who's done some dumb things.
Right.
But I do, when I watch him interviewed, he knows what's going on.
Yeah.
He has pretty good perspective until he leaves the basketball arena, and then he loses perspective.
Right. Correct.
But my point is, this was calculated, the posts in a row.
Right.
They're all calculated. The deletion is calculated.
But Skip, the only thing I want to know, when did the deletion take place? Was it before or after the deputies intervened?
Because had to be long before, because we talked about it yesterday that he had deleted.
Right.
He had deleted it, I think, almost immediately.
Okay. If he deleted it after, he's like, and they were like, with Ja, when you put what you posted up, you said your goodbye to your mom, goodbye to your dad, goodbye to your daughter, and people take that as you're saying goodbye forever. And so we're concerned. We don't know if the parents or any someone close to Ja saw that and intervened and said, man, can y'all get over to Ja's place and check on him or something like that. So we don't really know the sequence, but you said, like, he posted it and it was deleted almost immediately.
Okay. So they were just doing their job the way they would do for any ordinary citizen, although I don't know about that. Okay. So the bigger picture is, we still don't have a verdict here about what is his fate with the NBA. And I still feel like we got bamboozled the first time because they kind of slow played it in little increments. They'd say, well, he's suspended for 2 games. No, it's 4 games.
Right.
And then it wound up being only 8 games. And once he posted, I need help and I'm getting help, then I know you and I just back completely off because you say, way to go.
Yeah, we're
with you.
Right.
And then it's a hands-off situation because you're expecting he went to a facility and checked himself in. And again, most require a minimum 3 weeks. They prefer the optimal is 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods, 42 days in the facility in Mississippi way back in whatever year that was, 2007 or whatever.
Right.
When he had his issue.
But Skip, like you said, you said the situation is, though, the treatment doesn't stop once you leave the facility.
No.
It's an ongoing process basically for the rest of your life. And that's how addiction works, because it gets a hold of you. And I don't know. Skip, let me frame this. I'm not saying Ja is addicted to anything. I'm just saying that when people go to those
that's
facilities.
That's how that works. That is correct.
That is an ongoing process. It's not like, okay, you know, you go to the doctor, they go back, do an x-ray, say, okay, the bones heal, and you go on about your life. That's not how it works.
Yeah. So the NBA went so far in their final analysis of what happened the first time in Denver to say he was intoxicated. And for them to go that far, they have to have pretty solid proof that he was intoxicated. Then Ja comes back very quickly from quote unquote counseling.
Right.
And you and I, what was your term for it? Did he get drive-through? Because it couldn't have been more than about a week.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he's going up to see the commissioner and he's back.
Yeah.
And he's going to play at Houston. Then they go home the next night and play Houston and Memphis and all is well. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And he immediately posted, I do not have an alcohol problem and have never had an alcohol problem. So we're taking that suddenly off the table, and now I don't know where to go with it.
Right.
I don't know what he – first he said, I need help.
Right.
For what?
Right.
For
what? Well, skip it out. I don't want to jump to the conclusion that because the NBA deemed that he was intoxicated that night, that he's a drunk or he's an alcoholic.
No,
but they're just saying in that situation, you were intoxicated.
Yes, and – I know these people at the NBA well enough to know they do their homework.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're not going to post something that they could be sued over. Right.
And the thing is, Skip, we know this. Alcohol and guns don't mix.
No.
So you're intoxicated. You waving that thing around. It fires, discharges. And as the commissioner was so eloquently stating, you could have maimed someone. You could have killed someone. Yep. Hell, you could have killed yourself.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I don't know, Skip, how soon that we're gonna know that when the commissioner Silver hands down the punishment. But I just believe that whatever the CBA allowed, the collective bargain agreement, whatever the owners and the players have agreed to, I think Ja's gonna get the max.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Okay. And yet this time, after the second incident, IG Live, thanks to his friend Devontae Pack, just inadvertently sort of accidentally caught Ja once again and then said, whoops.
Yeah.
Right after that, Ja posted that statement that you had no use for whatsoever because you said it sounded computer generated, right?
Yeah.
It sounded like some computer standard apology that he had sort of tweaked to make work for his circumstance, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm with you. I'm not sure he went to any counseling. I'm not sure that his heart is in any of this. And so, to me, I don't know what to make of this deleted post because it's one or the other.
Right.
It's either a cry for help or a plea for some sort of sympathy. It's a plea or a ploy for sympathy.
Could it be both?
Could be both. I just need you to love me. I want to show you that how much I love my family, and I need you now to love me. Because if he stays on social media and reads too many comments, I'm sure he's getting barraged with negativity.
No, but there's also some positivity also. There's some in that skip that say, oh, he's only 23. There's some in there saying that he has a Second Amendment right. Yeah. Okay, well, Shannon, where are you when you see all these Republicans and they standing there with their guns and they're hunting and they're doing all this? John can do all of that. He just has to leave the NBA. If he wants to wave a gun, go say, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm going to turn my back on $200 million, and I'm going to hang out with the homies. I'm going to do 40s and have tequila, and I'm going to wave my piece on IG Live.
Okay.
But the NBA says, no, you're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to have anything detriment, bring negativity to the NBA.
Yeah.
Conduct detrimental to the league. Mm-hmm. That's the Memphis Grizzlies. Conduct detrimental to the Grizzlies. They're not going to allow you to do that. So his Second Amendment, you got to check it at the door when you come into a private entity.
Okay, I'm with you. Nike tried to hang with him through the first incident, and they even put out a new commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And yet now they're pulling back because there are certain lines that they want you to have some edge, some street edge,
sure,
or whatever you want to call it, you know, like rappers type edge. But there are lines you can't go across that line, right?
Yeah, we got Second Amendment right. But Fox says you can't bring a firearm on this premise.
Okay.
What about my Second Amendment right? What about my private employee right?
Yeah,
that says, no, that's not going to happen.
Okay. Powerade immediately just said, no, we're out. We just can't abide this. And he lost around $39 million mm-hmm. because he did not qualify by making
one of the three All-NBA teams.
First, second, or third team.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is set to start next year, 5 years, $194 million.
Right.
But we don't know if he's going to be allowed to start the season.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, as I told you from the start, it would help him to me to save him from himself, to tough love him from the top, which they did not do the first time around.
True.
They protected him.
Mm-hmm.
They spun him right out of trouble and right back onto the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It would help to have him gone at least a half a year, just ideally to me, a whole year. But to your point, the CBA and the NBAPA is not going to allow that to happen.
Right.
So I'm not even sure. They're probably negotiating as we speak over what it could be, what's fair, and what you're saying, whatever the max can be.
Yeah, I think they're going to get the max.
Yes. Okay. But we still, weeks have passed now because that was on that Sunday, Mother's Day, that happened, I believe.
2 weeks ago.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago. So we still don't have a final verdict on his suspension.
Yeah, and he didn't mention it. Commissioner said they're still gathering information.
Mm.
What? Y'all trying to find out if the car was stolen?
Yeah.
Did they have the registration was up to par? What are they investigating? What do you need, Skip? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, what do you need?
So I speculated at that moment, that next day, next couple of days on my podcast. I don't think they're going to come down hard on him. And the reason I don't is
he got 8 games last time. Okay. Can you think it at least go get double that?
I'm not sure about that.
What?
I'm seriously not sure because they're going to let time pass because they have time to let pass because it's happened in the offseason.
But Skip, this is not like a news cycle that something happened on Friday. We tried to bury it over the weekend. People still are like, hold on, what happened to Ja? Why Ja?
You saw those quotes from the commissioner about how important he is to the league and what a role model he can be.
Yeah.
First he said millions, then he said tens of millions around the globe.
Right.
Look up to him because he is a phenomenon, and he is extremely important to the league. So it feels to me like they're slow playing this through the off season because they can slow play it. And it, even now, because this goes so fast for me, I have to sort of refocus myself on now. What happened exactly? Wait, if we get all the way to September and into training camp time, you'll forget about all this.
No, I think the thing is, Skip, I mean, suspending him now from what? Ain't nothing going on.
Nothing.
It's not like he got on one of the teams that's still playing.
Yep.
So it doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
I think the thing is, as once they get closer to a season, they're not going to do anything because they're not going to let it overshadow the draft. They're not going to let this suspension overshadow the champions of the NBA.
Heck
so
no.
It's going to happen after that. Now, I can't give you a time frame, Skip, but I do believe before the start of they go to training camp or the summer league, they're going to have something in play.
I'll just bet you it will be much less than you think. I'm guessing like 10 to 15 games.
Oh, no. He gets double to triple that. He's getting 16 to 20. Because some people say he can only get 25. Whatever the max gets, I say he's going to get the max. I say he gets the max. If the max is 25, Skip, I believe he gets the max.
So in the biggest picture, the issue facing the NBA is he did not use the – it's not like he robbed the bank like he didn't hold up somebody. I don't know. He didn't use the gun.
Right.
He's brandished it, according to others, before.
Mm-hmm.
He's been playing with the gun.
Right.
He's been displaying the gun twice.
Right. And maybe the investigation that they're doing, maybe they're talking to the 17-year-old that Ja got into it with.
Maybe.
Maybe they're talking to the security guard at the Finish Line, the Foot Locker, wherever the store that was.
It was the mall security.
Right.
Head of
that, they got into it. They got into
because
it with.
Because he filed a police report.
Maybe they're talking to the young ladies that somebody ran up there and took them from. Who knows? So maybe that's a part of the ongoing investigation.
Maybe.
And not the specifics of just him in the car with his homeboy and brandishing the gun.
Yep.
So maybe that's the investigation that they're doing. Maybe they're like, okay, let's see what. And now we're like, you know what? This man got a real serious issue. We need to step in. We need to do a serious intervention.
Yep, I got it. All I hope is if he does need help, that this time he's going to get real serious help.
I agree.
Hopefully someone in his family, in his inner circle, guys, is listening to what you're saying and what so many people across the sports landscape are saying and will really tell him what he needs to hear, not what he wants to hear. Well said, guys, on all fronts.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
All right, guys. Former first overall pick and Laker Kwame Brown went off on LeBron, failing to force overtime or win game 4 against the Nuggets. Ooh, he didn't hold back. Check it out.
I have never seen a guy of your caliber, supposed caliber, you don't even get a shot off. You supposed to be the best scorer in the game. You got all these points. But you were looking for a bailout again. Kobe Bryant would have probably looked at it, rose up for a 3 and won the game. Throughout history, people are going to, the little nerds are going to look up your stat line and they're going to say, he got to be the greatest player that ever played the game. And people who actually play are going to know that is.
Tell us how you really feel, Kwame. Shannon, what's your reaction to his thoughts?
I'm still don't know. What's his end game here? You're talking about what Kobe would have done. What would you have been done? What would you have done? You're number one overall pick.
Yep.
I don't get it because LeBron was in a no-win situation. People say, LeBron, why would you settle for a 3? Why would you shoot a step back this? He drives the ball. Jamal Murray does a great job of tying him up. And even as he holds onto the ball, he's trying to get the shot up. Aaron Gordon blocks it. Now you're saying, well, he should have pulled up. It's easy to say what you should have done after the fact of knowing what has happened.
Yep.
And Skip, he said, you're supposed to be great? Really, Kwame, of all the people, he should never, ever question anybody's greatness. Because this is what we know. If there's a Mount Rushmore for bust in the NBA history, whether he's the first head, the second head, the third, or the fourth, he's on Mount Rushmore of bust NBA players. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to question a guy that's, whether you say he's first, second, he's top five of the greatest players to ever play. I remember I heard him talk when Kobe scored 81. He's talking about he's sitting damn good screens. Really? Dude, you the number one pick in the draft, and you talking about you setting screens.
Yep.
Talk about the games that you played. Talk about the game-winning shots you hit. Skip, look, I get it. Kobe and Mike was graceful. They were elegant. They were Baryshnikov.
Yep.
But it's just not true. They haven't hit more game-winning shots than LeBron. The numbers don't lie. You can just go look it up, Kwame. You have plenty of time. Hell, you own your farm down in Georgia. You got plenty of time. You ain't playing no hoops. You should have still been in the NBA. But you want to take a shot because this is your thing, Skip. Look what it did. Everybody, he was trending. Mm. He got exactly what he wanted.
Okay.
He trended more for saying something because sometimes, Skip, the only success you can have is taking a bite out of somebody that's successful. He trended more for what he said about LeBron than anything he ever done in the NBA.
That's a fact.
Now, that's a problem.
Yep.
That's a problem. Now, whatever you're good at, that's what you should be like trending for. Kwame Brown dropped 30 and 20. Kwame Brown had a triple-double.
Mm-hmm.
We can't pull up nothing where they said, come Kwame Brown ever had a great game. But he want to take a shot. And, so, and the nerds will look at the stat line. You ain't got to look at the stat line. Go watch the game. If you didn't think LeBron James played great in that game, sometimes you can play great, Skip, and still lose. Sometimes you can play bad and win. That's happened. But I don't get. I'm just trying to figure out what was Kwame hoping to accomplish. Because he jumped on there like he's like, and LeBron James, you're supposed to be a superstar. You're supposed to be all one of these all-time great players. You're supposed to be? No. You were supposed to be an all-time great player. You were supposed to be a superstar. That was the supposed. Not LeBron. LeBron James is everything that people thought he would be and more.
Yep.
You are what people, you became nothing of what you were supposed to be.
Yep.
I just don't get his end game. I don't hope, bruh, go at Gilbert Arenas. Go at Stacks and Matt Barnes that's been on your head. LeBron James has never said anything about you.
Mm-mm.
And you gonna take a shot at the man, why? Because you know what, I'm trending. And you don't get people on my social media page. Bruh, you a joke. You a joke. You from the crib. You from that. You're a joke. Really. Real talk. You a joke.
Mm. Okay. My turn on this. And I hear everything you just said. Believe it or not, I was on the phone with Michael Jordan the night before that draft. And I asked him, which way are you leaning? And he said, Kwame. And I couldn't argue or respond because I didn't know Kwame's game. I mean, how could I know? Because I hadn't seen him at all.
His game was that he was 7 foot tall in high school and he dominated. But I don't think he won the state championship his year.
Okay. But I didn't see him because he wasn't on TV. So I didn't know what we were even talking about. I just knew of him. I knew his name. But when these guys get picked one overall and they flop, I don't blame them. I blamed who picked them because that's on Michael Jordan. You got to know better. Right? I can't condemn Kwame for getting picked one overall and not living up because you could just see right away he can't live up.
Right.
Right. He should not have been the first overall pick.
Well, Skip.
Right.
He could have been first, second, third. He could have been 21st. He was terrible.
Okay.
The way he got picked had nothing to do with the bus.
Okay. But he shouldn't have gone one because you know now he averaged for his career 7 points and 6 rebounds. Well, you can't take him first.
So, hell, Skip, if you pick him 15, 7 points and 6 rebounds is terrible there, too.
That's on Michael Jordan. I'll say it again. I'm the biggest Jordan fan as a player, but I think Jordan has proven to be the all-time worst GM.
Yeah, Skip, and that might be the case. But at some point in time, we got to stop blaming these execs for players not looking off the read.
Okay, but Kwame, you could see it after a year. He wasn't a first round pick. He wasn't a second round pick. He should have been undrafted.
Well,
right? That's how he played.
He's doing what he's supposed to do now. Now he a big ass farmer.
All right.
He the tallest farmer in America. How about that?
Okay. To his credit, every time he does these videos, he'll say at some point, and I wrote down the quote in the middle of this one, he said, I know I was a bust. So he just readily acknowledges
everything. What he's trying to do is that he's trying to take ownership to take the toxicity out of it.
Well, he said, just call me a fan. I'm just a fan now.
No. You can't be no fan. Okay. Well, there ain't no 7 foot fans.
Well, there are. But
who? They play in the NBA. They were good.
Okay. But I mean, a lot of. They're 7-footers who didn't play basketball.
They ain't no fan. Okay. I mean, they don't have comments talking trash about somebody else that's historically and transcendently great.
All right. So what small credibility does Kwame have? Well, he did play with Jordan and he did play with Kobe. So he has firsthand knowledge of what they look like and how they react.
Yeah, right? And I have firsthand knowledge of what they thought of him and what he looked like.
Okay, all right, I got you. But he has a tiny bit of credibility just because he actually played basketball with both those players.
Yeah.
And he played with a lot of other players.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how'd that work out for him?
All right, well,
they couldn't wait to get rid of him, huh?
All right, I got it. Now, here's my issue with what Kwame was criticized. Okay, first of all, he disqualified himself because he was acting like he was a disgruntled bettor because there was a line about, you made me bet my money on this game. Like, I lost my money betting on you. Well, nobody made you. He's saying, I thought you were so good that I bet on you in game four and you let me down. Well, now he's just axed to grind better.
Right.
Like a million others.
Yeah, kind of like what
sore loser.
When Bradley Beal got into it with the guy, and he said, you cost me my fantasy or you cost me some money.
All right. Now, his criticism for me lost me because we got to the moment of truth. And I get it. He had two last shots. And
right.
I told you the day we came out here on Tuesday morning, he didn't even get the ball up to the rim on either one of them. And I blame the coach, the play, LeBron. And I also credit the defense on both of them because it was supreme defense.
Right.
It was superior defense on both plays. Because LeBron on the first play winds up with some fall away on the baseline.
Going out of bounds,
And it hits the side of the backboard. Okay, you as a team, you can do better than that. You can get a better shot than that. Then on the final play, Kwame is condemning LeBron for flopping and trying to get the refs to bail you out.
No.
You know me. I'm the one who said from the start, don't just pull up and shoot a three because that's not your forte.
Right.
That's not your strength is your strength.
Right.
Your strength is to put your head down and go to the
bucket.
Attack
the rim.
And if required, if it gets to that, if you have to go stand there and shoot those free throws, even though that has not also been your strength, maybe this time you can go stand there by yourself 15 feet away. You're going to have to make both of them to get to overtime. Maybe you can do it.
Right.
But he risked the free throws this time because he put his head down.
Correct.
And I told you the next day, I have mixed emotions. I love that.
Right.
Because he should have done that 1,000 other times, and he took three-point shots, which, as we saw through these playoffs, not his forte.
But think about this, Skip. How many times that everybody said drive the ball, he took a three, he took a step back, or he passed it all together. And people criticize.
Mm-hmm.
So this time he says, you know what? I'm going to try to put my head down. Like when he tied the game up against Memphis, Skip. You know, he said, I'm going to the basket, Melt, and you can't stop me.
Okay,
Tillman. Xavier Tillman.
Okay, but what had he done in the first quarter of this game? Post drive.
Yes.
Post drive.
Yes.
I know he got hot for a moment there from three, but Shannon, he scored 21 first quarter points and 31 first half points. In largest part because he attacked them in ways they could not stop.
Right.
He played bully ball with the team he could bully because he can bully just about anybody, even at age 38.
Right.
Okay. So he went right back to the well. And Kwame is just flat out wrong in his appraisal of this that he was looking for the refs to bail him out. No, he wasn't. No, that's the last thing he wanted.
Right.
He just wanted to go score the basketball.
Right.
Once upon a time, he drove by Paul George, and he ended up with a left-handed layup off the glass. He didn't dunk it. He just laid it up off the glass. By the way, he was born left-handed, so he's just as good with his left hand as he is with his right
hand. He taught himself to shoot. Skip, here's the thing. LeBron James has 7 game-winning or game-tying shots in the final 1 second of playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
He's 7 of 12, 58%. No one else in the last 26 years, which as far as the database data goes back, has more than 2. Kobe Bryant is 2 of 7, 28%. So based on this stat, LeBron James is the most clutch player of his generation, and it's not close. Now, this is not how I feel about something.
Yeah.
This is not what someone told me. This is about them putting in data and the computer spitting it out.
Yeah.
Saying, this is what happened. We put in everybody that's taking a shot to tie the game or win the game. In the final 1 second, LeBron James is 7 of 12, 58%.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else has more than 2 of those in the playoffs. This was a playoff game. So, Kwame, your feelings, your emotion is misguided.
Okay. So, my issue with this series was you had 4 close games that went to the wire, And in the fourth quarters of those four games, LeBron was 7 of 23. That's just not good enough. That's 30%.
Yep. If he wants to say, you know what, these games came down to the fourth quarter. LeBron James and you being one of the best players in NBA history, you've got to find a way to win one. Okay. If he wants to make that argument, Skip, okay, I'm not going to debate that. What the problem that I have is what he said. He picked the night in which a man had 49 and 10 and shot what he shot, 15 or 25 from the floor.
I think
if he missed one free throw, ended up taking Joker for long stretches of the game. Think about this, what we're asking. Mm-hmm. We're asking a man in year 20, 38 years of age, to be our ball handler, be our scorer, be our best defender. Because remember, there's times he checked Jamal Murray.
Okay.
There's times Joker gets going, he checks Jamal Murray.
All right.
We're asking you to do get in the pick and roll. LeBron, do this. LeBron, drive the car. Hey, LeBron, hey, we'll call timeout. LeBron, what? And he's drawing stuff up, talking on the board. So he picked the one game in which LeBron James was sensational, even though they didn't win, to criticize LeBron.
Yeah. Okay. So the reason I didn't criticize on the last shot was LeBron in the four fourth quarters had been 1 of 10 from three. Well, he knows that. He's a smart guy, highest IQ. So he just saying, they were daring him on the last two possessions to shoot a three. Just shoot it.
Right.
Joker, they're just standing up there. Yeah. Joker had him on the second to last possession. Just shoot it. Go ahead, shoot it. No, I'm not going to do that. Okay, so now Kwame is saying, all these great players he played with, Jordan, Kobe, he even went to Jimmy Butler, they all know how to work on getting to their spot. Okay, they did. That they all had a spot. We just talked about Jimmy. He's got spots where if he gets to the spot and he rises on you, there's not a lot you can do because that's his forte. Mm-hmm. That's where he's most comfortable. LeBron has never had a spot like that. That's not been his forte. Mm-hmm. He gets to the rack. He annihilates you, freight training down the lane.
Right.
He can score in droves in lots of little big ways, and sometimes he'll hit a little hot streak with a three. Not in these playoffs. He was abysmal from three. But the point is, he's not a spot-up, 8-foot jump shooter.
No.
That's not his – I mean, we'll see him shoot the fadeaways occasionally.
Right. That's really his shot, Skip, which is the fadeaway, the one that he hit to pass
right
Kareem.
There. I agree.
That's really his shot.
Okay. If you want to try that, that's fine.
But there's not enough time to do that.
Okay. But he's talking about Kobe and Mike, that they knew how to drive hard on you, and then at 8 feet, they just rose up on you, and they're going to make an 8-foot jump shot because it's what they did.
Right.
It's what Jimmy does. He named a bunch of guys.
What makes guys unique, Skip, is everybody has something in their game that they're really good at.
Yeah.
Jordan nor Kobe could drive consistently to the basket.
They could not.
Especially as they got older and older.
Agreed.
They developed that.
Yeah.
And so to say, well, LeBron can't do this, the game-winning shots. We've seen him hit game-winning threes against Orlando, Indiana. He hit the shot. Remember, David Blatt drew the play up for Kyrie.
It was a two, but it was a long
two. He's like, nah, I ain't get that. We've seen him hit the layups. We've seen him hit game-winners against the Wizards at the time. I just, at the end of the day, what was he hoping? I mean, he got what he wanted. He trended basically all day.
Well, he just wants attention. He wants to be a commentator. Okay, I got it. But it's wrong-headed commentary.
Yeah.
He's not looking for the refs to bail him out. And he accused him of flopping.
How?
I don't think LeBron flops. Every once in a while, he'll try to, like, an offensive foul.
Who doesn't do that?
Everybody does.
Yeah. So he tried to flop on that one?
No. Well, there's nowhere to flop.
Thank you.
Yeah, because
give Jamal Murray.
Hey, it was an all-time great defensive play.
Skip, Jamal Murray has Rui Hachimura. Rui goes away, but Jamal doesn't follow him because he's anticipating LeBron's going to take this shot. In this situation, they're down to he's not passing this ball to Rui Hachimura. I knew that for sure.
Yeah, well, he was anticipating he was going to drive
the ball. He was going to drive the ball.
And he, to use a football term, he jumped the route.
Yes.
He crossed the path before LeBron could go down the path. And so he's on the wrong side of LeBron for LeBron's sake because he's dribbling left-handed.
Right.
And he basically just stymies him by grabbing hold of the basketball.
Right.
And it was the easiest block anybody's ever blocked a last-second shot because he couldn't even get the ball up in the air.
Because, you got the ball down. You got to bring it up to try to get it up. And when he gathered, Jamal got it. But still, he was still able to pull it, tug it away from Jamal, still try to get a shot up. But there was Gordon right there. And so give them credit. It's not like Denver didn't do anything. Like he just whipped the whole shot.
No.
They made a great defensive play.
They did. They actually made one on the second to last possession too.
Because yes.
They forced LeBron into a baseline fadeaway where he was falling sideways. It was impossible.
Like that. What was it? 2 points, 2-3 seconds on the.
Yeah.
Hey, let's make sure he gets something going away from the basket, not towards the basket. But in this situation, bro, if I'm him. The last thing I'm doing, I'm criticizing a great player. Because I don't know. I mean, who are we saying? But is it him, Anthony Bennett, Greg Oden, Michael Olowokandi for first rounders? Now, if you want to throw Adam Morris in there, but for first rounders,
yeah,
him and you need to do a UFC. Him and Anthony Bennett need to fight it out for who's the biggest bust.
Yeah, no, I agree. Listen, I was big anti-Adam Morrison before that draft, and he was.
At least we can skip. At least we can say Greg Oden.
He was hurt.
His knees or his ankles had to hold up.
I agree.
What excuse can we use for Kwame Brown?
No excuse.
Or Anthony Bennett? Ain't nothing about no injuries.
They just weren't good enough. Period.
Social media has made everybody an analyst or a journalist, guys.
Baseball is back, and so is Flippin' Bats.
5 times a week, Monday through Friday.
So follow us on the Fox Sports app, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts.
After 3 straight losses and failing to score a field goal in the fourth quarter, Jason Tatum made 5 shots in the final quarter in a Game 4 win. Tatum now needs to maintain that type of hot play to avoid elimination. It all starts tonight as the Celtics open as 8.5-point favorites in Game 5. Shannon, you've been threatening to pull out that Jason Tatum jersey. Do you expect a first-team All-NBA performance from him tonight?
I absolutely do, Skip. And I was just informed Gabe Vincent is going to miss tonight's game with that ankle injury. We knew it was going to be touch and go because he came down on that thing pretty good, Skip. So we knew that was the adrenaline that kept him in the game. But the likelihood of having to fly cross-country, yeah, you're right. That thing probably grapefruit, at least baseball size. If not grapefruit, at least baseball size.
And I remind you, the game before he scored 29 points.
I do, Skip. And Jason Tatum is the key for them coming. I believe they went tonight.
Yeah.
But he's the key for them coming all the way back and becoming the first team to be down 0-3 and winning a playoff series.
Yep.
He did his part in Game 4, 33 points, 14-22 from the field, 11 rebounds, 7 assists. And 25 of the 33 came in the second half. That's what you need, Skip. But they need Malcolm Brogdon. Now, it's reported, I don't know if it's true, that he's dealing with something in his elbow. Because
he had a ligament tear.
Yeah, because, Skip, he doesn't look like himself.
He does.
I mean, he's averaging 8.5 points a game while shooting 35%, and he's the reigning sixth man of the year. Grant Williams gave you 14. Derrick White gave you 16. They came up big.
Yeah.
I'm counting on Jaylen Brown to play better than what he's played, but I'm definitely absolutely expecting a first-team All-NBA performance from Jason Tatum, and I have no doubt in my mind that I'm going to receive that tonight.
Mm. You better. So, Shannon Sharp, you have loved this kid from day one. He's been in the league 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I keep trying to love him, and he won't quite let me because he is the all-time roller coaster ride, especially in the postseason. And I don't get it. He is streaky, hot, cold from game to game where he'll have a whole game of cold or a whole game of hot.
Yeah.
It's not from moment to moment. It's from game to game.
Yeah.
He's either there or he's gone. And when he's gone, he is psychologically debilitating to Celtic Nation, to the team, to the bench, because he's their guy.
Yeah, he's the driver, Skip. He makes everything go.
Made first 2 years in a row. He made first team All-NBA, top 5.
Yeah.
And to me, he hasn't validated it in the postseason. And now he has a historic opportunity to validate it because they're up against a team they're just better than.
Yeah.
A team that just lost its spark plug, Gabe Vincent, because you said a couple of days back, every time he goes up to shoot a three, you think it's good, right?
Yeah.
He's gone. Tyler Hero broke his hand against Milwaukee in the first round. And Gone. They say he's going to maybe try to play, but he's got a broken hand. And they say he's going to have a hard time dribbling or shooting with his right hand, and he's right-handed.
Yeah.
Help me out. I don't get it. So I don't want to beat this to death, but I'm just going to hit a few of the quick lowlights from last year and this year. If I go back to last year, Milwaukee, the Milwaukee series, I go back to, you can look these up and fact check me, but game three, he goes 4 of 19 and 0 for 6 from 3. Then in game 5, he goes 2 of 11 from 3 against Milwaukee. And they're going back and forth playing teeter-totter with Milwaukee. And then against Miami last year in the playoffs, game 1, he goes 2 for 9 from 3 with 7 turnovers. In game 3, he goes 3 for 14 from the floor, 1 of 7 from 3 with 6 more turnovers. And then game 1 of the finals, he goes 3 for 17. We came out the next day and talked about it. 3 for 17 and 1 of 5 from 3. Game 4, he was 8 of 23 with 6 more turnovers. Game 6, he was 6 for 18 with 5 turnovers. This is the finals last year. And then we fast forward to this year. Against Atlanta in that first round, he had a game 3 where he was 9 of 22. And then game 5, he was 8 of 21 and 1 of 10 from 3. I can just beat this to death. But against Philly this year, game 1, he was 1 of 7 and 0 for 3 for 3. And you come out here and say, I don't know what happened. Game 4, 1 of 6 from 3. Game 5, 11 of 27 from the floor. Game 6, 5 of 21. But to your point, at the end of game 6, he hit a hot streak. And he saved the season.
He saved the season. It was about to be over.
It was about to be over. In game 7, he was all-time. Yeah. He was first-team All-NBA.
Yes.
What am I supposed to do with the fact that in the first 3 games of this series against Miami, in the fourth quarter, he had 0 buckets? He did get to the free throw line,
but he didn't make a field goal.
He didn't make a field goal. Shannon, is he or is he not? Is he that guy or not that guy?
He's that guy.
Okay, and then
but I needed to be consistently that guy.
Well, I know, because I do occasionally. I see that guy against Miami so far from 3 in the 4 games they played. He's 9 for 29. That's 31%. It's just it's not horrible, but it's not right. good enough.
No,
if you're that guy,
right?
Then his jump shot. I like players who are pleasing to my eye. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. It's a little awkward looking, his jump shot. It's just kind of a two-piece thing.
Yeah.
It's a little Frankenstein-y. It's just, but listen, when he swoops to the hoop, his arms are so long, it's almost like he's got extenders in his arm because he can extend through traffic and lay it in. And I'm like, that's just too good.
Yeah.
Because he's got a package of greatness. It just comes and goes where when he's not feeling it, He doesn't seem to have a secondary game where I'll just do this.
Rebound.
I don't know. It's a weird thing,
Go ahead.
I'm just saying he's in an extraordinary position right now because no team in 151 tries has come back from 0-3 and he could lead them back.
But if he wanted legend to grow.
Yes, that's legendary.
Do this.
Okay, do this. But it's going to have to be a whole lot about him.
Yeah.
And trust me, at some point down this trail, and it's going to feel like a long trail because this is step one.
Right.
You got 3 more steps.
Yeah.
This is a home step, and there's no Gabe Vincent. So they're, 8.5-point favorites going in? Maybe without Gabe Vincent, maybe it's going to get bet up to 9.5, 10. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, games 1 and 2, they were 8- and 9-point favorites.
Correct.
The point is, the odds makers are saying, this team is just better than that team. And it is. It doesn't play better basketball on a consistent basis, but it's just better.
Right.
At some point, playoff Jimmy's going to reemerge.
Right.
And when he does, it's going to be up to a much more talented player in Jason Tatum to say, nope, sorry, playoff Jimmy, not tonight. Right. Yeah. And he's going to have a Game 7 Philly game.
Yeah.
Maybe tonight, maybe game 6. The turning point, I believe, is going to come down to game 6, which would be we're on Thursday, so it's Saturday night.
Well, Skip, it would definitely help if Jaylen Brown played better.
He hadn't had a Jaylen Brown game either.
Skip, he's averaging 17 points.
Yep.
He's shooting 39% from the floor. He's shooting 12% from 3 and averaging 3 turnovers a game.
Yep. And he didn't even have a good game
And that's
the other
and
night,
that's not third team. That's not all NBA either.
No, and he was third team all NBA.
Yeah.
That works. Okay, I got you. And I've told you repeatedly, there are times when I'm rooting against the Celtics when I fear him even more than I fear Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to reverse that because now Jaylen Brown is just going south.
Yeah.
He's losing all his confidence and all of his rhythm, his swagger. It's not looking like a star player anymore. And they are, you know, we were talking about after 0-3, are you going to pay him the max? Because you're looking at it.
Sign and trade.
Really?
Yeah.
You want him out?
No, but no, you just can't pay him.
Yeah.
You can't pay him 290 something and pay Jason Tatum 318. I'm not spending $600 million with two players. No way.
Yep.
No.
Okay. Well, then, the truth is your golden opportunity is right
okay,
now.
Okay. Let me take that back. I play. Yeah, but one of them needs to be Nikola Jokic and maybe Giannis. Yep. But I'm not. No. I mean. $300 million.
Okay, but right now they're both under contract.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. So, but and they both can sign extensions this offseason.
That, what I'm saying is, your window is widest open right now.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So here you go. I need to see it starting tonight. I saw the flashes. I showed you. He made those two threes turned the game around.
Yeah.
They're down nine, early third quarter.
It's him, Skip. It's him. If you go back and look at it, it was him. That in the Philly game in that fourth quarter, it was all him. If you look at the Philly game from start
game
to finish,
six.
Yeah,
yes.
it's him. He's the detonate. He's the one that
I got it.
Everybody else can hit shots, but it's just something about his that they sting a little more.
Yeah,
and seemingly take the life out of the team faster.
Yeah, and he can get hotter faster than Jaylen Brown or anybody else.
Yeah,
he can just go crazy hot, and it has superstar impact to me.
Yep.
And I'll say it again, I love him off the floor. Our friend Nelly watched him grow up in St. Louis, and he's a good kid. He's still 25 years of age, but we're talking about seven NBA seasons are about to close here for him, and he better hope the season doesn't close before the finals.
It ain't gonna close.
Okay. Well, now
I'm counting the nights, Skip. Like, okay. I'm putting all my eggs tonight. I need at least a win by at least 12.
Okay, and then you're good. I think you're going to be good. I think you're going to come in here tomorrow because I think it's going to be romp and stomp.
Oh, you think it's going to be a blowout? You think it's going to be a real blowout?
Because
you got 20. You got a 20-point win.
Yeah, I got 112-92. But
I sure would like that.
I figured Gabe Vincent would be hobbled. I didn't know he's going to be out. And if he's going to be out tonight, does that mean he's got problems? Does that mean he's going to be out game potential six, game potential seven?
Right, yeah.
Okay, well now they were thin enough already. They lost Oladipo.
Yep.
Obviously, Kyle Lowry is on his last legs.
Right.
I don't know, Shannon. Without Gabe Vincent, it feels mismatchy to me.
So who goes into the starting lineup, Kyle Lowry or Caleb Martin?
I don't know. Boy, it's Kyle, I guess.
But then you shorten your bench because you're only playing, you know, basically four guys. So now you're going to go down that instead of a nine, you go to an eight-man
rotation.
Remember,
Duncan Robinson had reemerged, and all of a sudden
he went back to being, played like Duncan Hines the other night.
He did. I like Duncan Hines, or I used to.
Yeah.
I mean, if you play like Duncan Hines, that'd be pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, that was he was cake batter the other night.
Okay.
He wasn't like what we saw in the first three games, for sure.
Like uncooked cake batter?
Yeah.
Did you ever eat that?
I did.
Yeah, I did too.
That did.
Pretty good, actually.
Oh, the raw dough is the best part.
No.
Cookie dough, cake batter.
I just wanted to let my grandma
come
mix the bowl.
We will see what Eric Spoelstra does, guys. If there's anybody that I trust to figure out a strategy, it would be Spo.
Yep.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.